Hi guys, it's Simple JS is here with another episode for you guys. I'm hoping you guys are doing great. If you're a first-time listener, thank you for joining the little engine that could. If you're a returning listener, you guys are my family. You guys, I know I love you guys entirely too much sometimes. I think I love you guys more than I love myself, which is not good. But I love you guys a lot, and I'm sending you all a virtual hug, and I'm hoping you guys are having a great new year or a great start to the new year. It's going to be a long stretch. Buckle up, guys. We're in for it. I can tell we're going to have another testy year, but I'm hopeful that we'll all be here to reflect on this year when it's over. Just a few more gems I want to drop for you guys. Number one, if you're a single woman or a single man, and you're dating and you meet a wonderful person and you guys are in a relationship but you guys have troubles, do not go to your single friends for advice. They are alone. They don't have a relationship. You can't get relationship advice from somebody who's not in a relationship and hasn't been in a situation where there's tests and things that go wrong and they've learned to overcome it and they can give you that kind of advice. Your single friends can only tell you, hey, let's go to the club. Let's go get a drink. Let's go hang out. Let's go chill. Let's go play ball. Let's go shopping. They can't give you relationship advice because they don't have a relationship. So that makes no sense. So if you're dating and things happen in your relationship, don't go to your single friends. Go to your married friends. Go to your friends that are in long-term relationships who've been through these hurdles and can help you to get over that hurdle. Number two, if you're with a girl, you guys go on a date. It's the first date. The vibe is right. You guys are connecting. There's a deep connection. Everything is going well. And you guys end up having sex on the first night. That doesn't make her a hoe. That's a woman who understands that, look, let's just get this out of the way. Because this is what's going to happen anyway. And there might be something deep between you two. There might be a connection that you guys develop into an actual relationship that can also develop into an actual marriage. No, she's not a hoe. Folks need to get that mindset and that whole idea out of their minds. Yes, you've been brought up on the ideology that, you know, a woman should be virtuous and she should keep stuff to herself and she should be patient and she should not be so easy. But that's not a matter of being easy. That's just a matter of understanding that, look, this is where I'm at mentally. This is where he's at mentally. This is where we are physically. This is where he's at physically. It's going to happen, whether I wait a day, a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, we're going to do this. And right now, that connection is so deep, let's just explore that and see what happens. Sometimes it's a hit, sometimes it's a miss. That's life. You hit and miss. You win, you lose. There's peaks, there's valleys. You take a chance, it works. Take a chance, it fails. That's how it is. So no, if that happens, she is not a hoe. That's just life. Let's just chalk that up to life and stop letting society decide or dictate the rules to your life. It doesn't work like that. Number three, if you're broke, like you're in a relationship, you're trying to be in a relationship, I should say, and you are broke, do not do that. Don't date. It makes no sense. You can't take care of yourself. How are you going to try to be in a relationship with somebody else? What are you going to use to take care of that person? What are you going to use to keep that person? Because some people go into relationships for what they can get. Let's be very clear. So if you're broke, what are you going to use to keep that person around? And when you're in a relationship, I'm not saying it's all about money, but let's be very clear. Money plays a part in a relationship. So if you can't pay bills, if you can't take this person out on dates, this person might be used to going on trips, and you're broke, what are you going to be doing financially to keep this person around? Your ideology needs to match up with what's working in reality. Reality is you're broke. Ideally, you'd like to be with somebody. Get your weight up. Get your shit together. Organize your life. When I mean broke, I don't mean that you don't have somewhere to stay. You're not living in an ideal situation. I'm just saying you're not financially where you want to be. You can barely take care of yourself. So it's hard for me to understand why you're jumping into a relationship when you can't even take care of the other person. Now, you might find someone who will work with your situation, work with the parameters that you're in, and help to build you up and get you where you need to be and inspire you to get to where you need to be. That's on a few one-off chances, but if that does happen, do not burn that person. Always understand that that's the person who's going to be tried and true and ride or die and be there for you in the end. But if you broke, you can't handle the basics in your life, don't go looking to find somebody where you can't take care of their basics either. It don't line up. It don't make sense. Balance your life first before you try to go out there and balance somebody else's life. Next. Guys, I know sex without condom feels amazing. It's the best thing. And a lot of you think it's not real until the condom comes off. But also need to understand that it's real whether the condom is off or not. It's real to her whether the condom is on or the condom is off. And you need to understand this. Let me put you up on some game because some of you guys are a little slow. When you guys are going out there saying you're cheating, understand that a woman doesn't need to definitely go through your phone or stalk you or tracking where your movements. She can feel that you're doing something. And there's another way she can find out. If you're out there having unprotected sex with the other person and you're having unprotected sex with her, her pH balance is going to be off. Her body is going to be different in that general region. Things are going to be thrown off because whatever this person has, you're bringing to her. So if this person that you're dating has, let's just say, a yeast infection, you're hitting it raw. You're coming home to this woman. You're hitting her raw. You're going to bring that to her. So she's going to, her body is going to be reacting different. She is going to feel different. Her pH balance is going to be off. Everything is going to be out of whack. Men, you guys really like to run the streets and do the community work with your penis. That's your business. Be careful. So if you're going to cheat, which I don't understand why you guys want to cheat in these times. Things are all over the place. But anyway, you should be protecting yourself with this person that you're going out. Because chicks look cute and they look like, you know, nothing might not be there. But looks are deceiving. Somebody could, you can have a gift that's packaged in the best box, the prettiest bow, all the beautiful fragrances. And when you open a box, it's just trash. Anything can be dressed up to look good. So if you're going to go out there, please protect yourselves. And not only think about yourself, but think about the person you're with at home or in your present relationship. Protect them too. And understand that the relationship is real, whether there's a condom involved or a condom isn't involved. If she feels it's real, it's real. So get this notion out of your head that the relationship isn't real unless the condom comes off. Which leads me to another thing. You guys are in a relationship, understand that it's important that you know your status, that you know your partner's status. It's okay. You guys are grown. You guys should start instituting a rule where you guys both go get tested. There's nothing wrong with that. Because you're taking the step to trust that this person has your best interest at heart, but you also need to be mindful of the fact that they might be doing their own thing on the side. So you need to protect yourself. So you both need to be adults about this situation. I know adulting is tough and it's hard. It is. But both get tested. Bring your results to the table so you both know your status. It's important that we get into this mindset that we should be getting tested often. I always suggest to people that they get tested at least twice a year if you have more than one partner. If you're with the same partner for the whole year, get tested at least once a year. I know we all like to think we're in an ideal situation where we're in a great relationship and my partner would never cheat because I'm giving him or her all the needs fulfilled. I'm doing everything on my end and there's no way. But let's be clear. There's a lot of people who've been where you are and think like you think and have been pleasantly surprised to learn that their partners have been stepping out and having extracurricular activities on the side. So I always advise folks, be you in a marriage, be you in a relationship, whatever, get tested at least once a year. Now, if you have multiple partners, which there's no judgment here, it's not my business, I suggest you get tested more than once, every 6 months. So you get tested in January, 6 months from then, get tested again. It's always important to know your status because things can change very quickly and no one knows. And never put 100% faith in anyone because you never, ever, ever know a person. You could live with a person for 25 years and never truly know a person. So never think that this person is going to be 100% honest with you. Which brings me to another thing. Understand that in relationships, people are going to not just full out lie, but they'll omit certain parts of the truth. Because in their minds, they're trying not to hurt you. And in doing that, they're really hurting you. But this is their logic. This is their thinking. This is how they feel like they can save everything. They're being selfish. Let's be honest. If there's something happening, you guys need to be 100% honest in your relationship. Whether it's going to hurt the person or not. Whether you're going to lose out or not. You have to be honest. Because when that person finds out without you telling them, then it's going to be 100 times worse. The results are going to be much more disastrous. The trust level is going to be at zero. Maybe even less. They may never look at you the same. Bring everything to the table. Lay it out. Be honest. Do not omit anything. Keep it, as they would say, a buck. Keep it genuine. Keep it true. Keep it honest. So whether it's something that you think is going to hurt this person in the long term, you still need to let them know. Don't hide it from them because you think you're sparing them. No, no, no. You're hurting them by keeping this from them because when they find out, and let's be clear, a lot of things you people think you're hiding always comes out anyway. Keep it straightforward. I'm not saying be blunt. There's a lot of people who can handle blunt and there's a lot of people who can't handle blunt, but at least lay it out there. Be honest because you never know what the person's reaction is going to be when you're honest with them. Don't hide anything within your relationship, your friendship. Be honest. Be straightforward. Always understand that. That's always the best way. And honesty, as they say, is the best policy. It's not just a cliche. It's just the facts. It's just the downright honest truth. Being honest is always the best way to go. Let's be clear. Now, next thing. Understand that we're in a society where people like to judge people. And I don't understand where people get off doing that. Because it's not like they're getting paid to judge. I don't even understand what they get from being judgmental. But understand this. When you judge others, you're just hiding in yourself what you don't like about yourself. Or what you're afraid to be open about yourself. Being judgmental doesn't bring anything important to the table. And being judgmental only speaks to your insecurities. So if you're insecure, that will manifest itself in you being extremely judgmental. So you're judgmental of somebody who's in a relationship with two or more people. Maybe that's something you wanted to do, but you're afraid to even express that or be that. You're afraid of somebody who just lives in their truth because you're afraid of living your truth. You're afraid of being your true, authentic self because you think people won't like you because you're thinking about other people's opinions, other people's feelings towards you. Your likes on Instagram, that little blue tick, that means yes, you're now verified and certified. Not understanding that life on the internet is different from life as you live it. Moving forward, I want us to understand that we need to let go of that idea that we need to be judgmental or judgy or think that we should tell others how to live their lives when we are not actually living our true authentic selves. We sometimes don't know who we are, and so we judge and nitpick and belittle others, thinking that we're doing them a favor when we're doing ourselves a disservice, because we really don't know who we are at our core. Let's let go of judgments moving forward. Let's let go of tearing others down. Let's let go of nitpicking others. Let's let go of thinking we should point out flaws in others when we are riddled with flaws. We're human beings. We're all flawed. We all fall short. We all fall down. We all get back up. We all have our skeletons. Some of us have more than others. Either way, we still have skeletons in our closet. Let that go. Let that person live their life and you live your life. Be comfortable in your skin. Learn to be comfortable in your skin, your surroundings. Learn to be your true, authentic self and not feel like you need to project your anger, your insecurities onto others. That just makes you an ugly person on the inside and out. That just makes you someone who's like a Debbie Downer, who's just bad for any kind of scene. And people are not going to want to be around you. People are going to get tired of being around you because your energy is going to become toxic. So, moving forward, let's let go of that idea that we should be judgmental. Let's let go of that idea that we need to judge others. What you need to start doing is being open to others and who they are. Learn to understand why they do the things that they do. And maybe you'll gain some perspective. Maybe it would help you in the pursuit of your ultimate happiness by being your true, full, authentic self moving forward. Let's try doing that moving forward. It's a new year. It's a new dawn. It's a new time. Let's learn to let go of labels, judgments, and let's learn to let folks be who they are and who they want to be. And as I always tell you guys, let's be our true selves. So be you and live by your own rules. Bye, guys.